Good morning. It is 9:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. We have Denise York and Anne-Marie Van Oster in a studio with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. So, Denise, what do you have to start things off? First of all, did you get out to the fair at all?
Did get out to the fair, mm-hmm. Went two nights rodeo, went to the bull riding and
stuff. I don't know how I didn't see you out there. So. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Well, and then we had camped at Elk City, so we were driving from there back and forth, and we were babysitting somebody who wasn't real thrilled about going camping and getting out at dark. So it was a whole, last week was kind of a blur. So, this week it looks like it's going to be the same. But, school's in session. So I want to remind everybody about driving, in school zones and everything, watching out for kids. More importantly, watch out for the college kids who are in town who don't know where all the stop signs are, because, they will blow through them. They don't know one-way streets, so they may be coming at a different direction. So just drive defensively and, try to avoid an accident there. And then we wanted to thank everybody for the support this summer, with the summer celebration, the Vaudeville, the fair and rodeo. I think we had a great summer for the town and a lot of visitors in. So thanks for that. So next, we've got Dalton Days coming up and reunion season. And I wanted to call out, if anybody's planning your reunion and you're looking for a place, we've got some great things going on downtown. So, the Midland Theater, we have the ballroom, the lobby, or even out front that we can section off if you want to have a reunion there. The Crest Event Center, they're doing great things over there at 130 West 9th. That's the Aaron Titus, they've got a lot of music going on there. The Yoke has got their room that they can rent out. Reawakening, I think we've already got a couple reunions planned in there. And then the UP Park. I mean, that's available for people if they want to, schedule it. It's go through the city. So come downtown. Just come look downtown because there's a lot of things going on. We've got new buildings. New building fronts that are going in, a lot of people working on those. There's a few buildings for sale, so now is the time, if you ever thought about putting in a business or something, to come down and just check it out and see what's going on. I mean, I think we're going to take off here in the next couple of years. I think it's just going to be get the Midland open and things going on, so you don't want to be behind the eight ball, right? You want to get in there early.
That's right.
So that's about all I have going on, except we have a few more things coming for the summer, and I think Anne-Marie can kind of let us know what's going on.
Yeah, okay. Welcome.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
And I want to kind of focus a little bit on swimming. I know Coffeeville Life Garden Swimming, we had our classes earlier this spring, and then we had swimming lessons in June. It was a struggle in June because we had all the rain, but we so much appreciate everyone going through all that with us and all the kids that come out. Our main focus is to teach the children how to swim, enjoy the water, but to help themselves if they're in a situation in the water and nobody is around, which there never should be. You always should swim with a buddy. But we just want to be able to help the kids more and more and do that. It's kind of neat because we have, in the 40-some years I've been doing it, we have kids that come and take swimming lessons, and then we see them move on up the line and they become lifeguards at the Aquatic Center. So, which is another thing I want to add. This weekend is the last weekend that our Big Splash Aquatic Center will be open. It opens Saturday the 22nd from 1 to 7, and then it'll be open Sunday the 23rd from 1 to 4, but it will reopen at 4:30 and for the dog swim in the kiddie pool section. The admission for the dog swim are food and treat donations for the animals, and they will take those to the Coffeeville Animal Shelter. So that would be a good thing. I know they've, especially these last, 6 weeks, they have been busy, and with this heat weather, hot weather and everything. They do usually stay open till Labor Day, but little trouble, the guards. They get back into school and they get focused on their activities, and we have lots of college students as lifeguards, and they're either left or so forth. So this year, closing, they have decided to close a little earlier. So get out there this weekend and enjoy. Again, we thank everybody for the swimming lessons and the lifeguarding. And if anybody out there is interested in lifeguarding for next year already, which I have a few that I have on a list, please contact me. You can contact me at 620-515-1184, and I will get you on a list, because there are a couple of classes that are offered through the winter time. Then that way you are trained and set to go, because there's online portion of it you have to do, and then a couple of days at a pool that we take and go through.
What are the qualifications?
You have to be 15 years old.
Okay.
And definitely knowing how to swim is a must, because sometimes the kids come and they want to be guards. Their heart's in the right place. So if, you know, you've got to know how to swim pretty good, not, you know, on a team.
And this program is also offered, like, through the Red Cross, or, like, what organization?
Yes, it is the American Red Cross. Yes, that's what we do still. You know, I know we don't have an office here in Coffeyville anymore, but we work with the American Red Cross to get those kids trained.
And is this training up at the Aquatic Center?
No, right now, we usually do it at the high school, and we've been unable to do that the last couple of years, which we are excited that we will hopefully get to resume that pretty soon. But we work with, I work with another area trainer. We go over to Pittsburgh to the YMCA, and there's a couple of, there's another place down in Grove that we do that. And so that's worked out pretty good. Yeah, we're excited for whenever the pool can get reopened here, and then the kids can stay in town.
Oh, absolutely.
And but anyway, so it's a good program. And when you certify, you're certified in lifeguarding, CPR, and first aid. And those carry a 2-year certificate, so you renew every 2 years.
Well, and it's just great, like you said earlier, that we are able to. I know the pool is closing a little bit early, but a lot of communities have already closed it several weeks ago.
Yes.
So it's just nice to be able to still have that open for a few more weeks, because it's still quite hot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And will be probably through September.
Yes,
it will be.
So. And the guards up there have done good this summer, and all the staff has. And, of course, you've got Jared Powers over the whole thing. He's the director of the parks. And then Brittany Weiner was the manager at the pool this year. She did a very good job. And they're very helpful for anything that, you know, parties, anything up there. I know the Coffeyville swim team, they swim up there in the mornings, and they have already finished theirs. But our aquatic center is a wonderful place. It's so open and very spacious, and I hear that a lot about it. So we are very lucky to have that in our community.
One of the biggest in the area. So
yes, yes.
Really
so
great to have.
Anyway.
So back to the dog swim.
Yes.
So do they need to be on leashes? Is it
yes, on a leash, one dog per handler, okay? And then they do need to have a verification that they're up to date on their vaccinations. That's on the tag they wear. Mm-hmm. So that's a must, yes. But I've been up there when they've had this for people, and it's a real neat thing. So it's just kind of a nice way to end the year.
The dogs will have a good time,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. They enjoy it.
That'll be good. So I hope folks can bring those dogs out that do enjoy water. Mine will not be there because he hates water.
Oh, no.
He hates it. But I have proven he can swim. So
okay.
You know, how did you prove that?
Like I found a creek and I put him in it, and he was hating it. But he can do it. It's instinct, you know?
Mm-hmm. So
they can figure it out. But I just wanted to see if he could do it.
Yes. Yes.
He could.
So. My dad did the same thing to us. He threw
us
in the lake. See, you know, it's like you sink or swim. That's how he. How they used to teach us.
Yeah, that's right. But no, it is a very important skill, and Anne Marie, we appreciate all the work you've done all over the years and continue to do to make sure, you know. I never remember you were sharing the statistics, but you know, thousands of kids who have learned how to swim.
Yes, over 9,000 mm-hmm. in our program, lifeguarding and swimming, since way back when.
Yeah,
yes.
I was one of those that
were
learned how to swim.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
That's very good.
Outside of my dad throwing me in.
And then do they, obviously, you know, when the pool's up and running, do they normally do that as part of like a school curriculum for a certain grade level?
At this time, no, but I know that has been entered into mm-hmm. the talks about possibly doing that. Way like, back in the day when I was there, yes.
We had to do that for like 6th and 7th grade or something.
Yes,
like that.
One of you took a 9-week course of lifeguarding. And you did it, you know, during the school year, and that helped us get lots of lifeguards for the pool at that time too. So we had a lot to take advantage of that. So I know they talked about working on things like that. So we'll see. I don't know if it'll be right this next year, but you know, hopefully in the future, yes. Because swimming is so important because everybody's focused out on being on the water. More people have boats. The access to lakes, you know, around the area has grown. So it's so important that kids and adults even learn how to swim. I've taught several adult classes, and I'd like to start that up sometime soon again. Teaching an adult is a whole different level, and it's so rewarding because, you know, usually it's people that have been afraid most of their life. And so when they're older and it clicks and they can help themselves, that's just very rewarding, along with teaching the kids too.
Real confidence boost.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Well, ladies, we appreciate you joining us. And again, hope folks can stop by that swim last weekend here for the pool here this Saturday, Sunday. And then we do have 4:30 that dog swim here on Sunday.
Yes.
So we appreciate it.
Thank you, James.
All right. That is Denise York and Marie Van Oster here on the program today. And we will get back to open line. If you're on the phones, just hold on the line. We'll get to you here in just a moment after this check of some beef industry news.